to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1985, recorded on Thursday, the 16th of November 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined by Don Cleaver.
Thank you, Alison. We'd like to begin new Norwich listeners. We'd like to welcome new Norwich listeners Beryl Andrews and Juliet Barnes. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features. One about a man whose speedway dream kept him alive in wartime hell, and the other about the remarkable healing effects of sending in the clown doctors to East Anglian hospitals. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk.
Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, we have this month's edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. We're looking ahead to Christmas, so there'll be interviews with stars of our local pantomimes, as well as articles about other current and past entertainers. You can be amazed at what our ancestors used to eat and drink at Christmas time. And you can learn what birds and animals do to survive in the harsh winter months. And Neil Haverson will be here with his last word. So, if that all sounds too good to miss, do please join us for Let's Talk straight after this edition of Chatterbox.
Our first news stories include how a trade union is applying for a legal ruling about the proposed closure of its Norwich factory, but first former Aviva offices take on a new look.
Almost 200 apartments are about to go on sale at Sentinel House, one of the biggest office conversions into residential Norwich has ever seen. The conversion of the five-storey building into 199 apartments is on schedule to be finished in July 2018, but the properties officially go on sale with estate agents Abbotts Fox. Sentinel House aims to be a luxury development, which will include a 24-hour gym for residents, a concierge service in a marble lobby, and a communal residence lounge. It will also have five lifts, three entrances, and three stairwells.
Two volunteers at St Stephen's Church in Norwich will celebrate their diamond wedding anniversary. It comes as Joe and Reg Chiddick helped plant 3,000 crocus corns along the footpath of the church to help raise awareness about polio. Mr. and Mrs. Chiddick were joined by Sally Clark and Norwich Centenary Rotary to plant the crocus corns, expected to bloom by spring 2018. The purpled four polio crocus corn planting 2016 was a huge success, with nearly 7 million purple corns being planted across Great Britain and Ireland, resulting in a carpet of purple in communities during spring 2017. The purple crocus is a symbol of Rotary's worldwide campaign to eradicate polio, with its colour representing the purple dye used to mark the finger of a child to indicate that they have received their life-saving oral polio vaccine. This year, they are aiming to plant 10 million purple crocus corms.
The region's sporting stars have been recognised at this year's Norfolk Sports Awards. Teams, individuals, coaches, schools, workplaces and unsung heroes were all celebrated in front of a sell-out crowd of 350 people at the Banking Hall, Open, Norwich on Tuesday night. The winners were selected from more than 340 nominations, which were whittled down to a short list of three candidates in each of the 11 categories.
Children as young as 10 could be behind the wheel as part of a scheme to create the next generation of safe drivers. The National Young Driver Programme will hold its launch event in Norfolk, offering anyone over the age of 10 the chance to drive in a safe environment. Youngsters will be able to drive the dual-controlled Vauxhall Corsa with qualified driving instructors on a specially designed road system with signs and areas to practice manoeuvres. The team say that one in five newly qualified drivers crash within 6 months of passing their test, rising to 40% for 17-year-old males. But using the scheme, the rate of accident drops by more than half to fewer than one in ten. The scheme, which will run at the Norfolk Showground, has so far given almost 500,000 lessons at more than 50 venues across Britain.
A former Norwich City winger has become the latest footballer to reveal his battle with depression, which he said left him in utter despair. Adrian Forbes, who's the Carrow Road Stadium announcer at home matches, follows in the footsteps of Darren Eady, Leon McKenzie and Cedric Anselin in making his struggles public. He will open up about depression at a business breakfast to raise money for Norfolk Paralympic swimmer Jessica Jane Applegate. In the end, I was so very fortunate because businesses came forward to signpost me and I ended up engaged with the Community Sports Foundation, the registered Norwich City Football Club charity, he said.
A trade union is to apply for a legal ruling to make Britvic disclose documents supporting proposals to close its Norwich factory. GMB claimed Britvic has continually refused to allow union officials to participate in ongoing consultation discussions with employees. It also claimed the company had refused to share a critical report supporting the closure proposals and had repeatedly refused to provide financial details to the consultative group. Britvic said much of the information it was sharing was commercially sensitive and it was not at liberty to share the details publicly. It is understood that the process is due to end on November the 24th.
A burglar who disrupted a funeral after breaking into a church and helped himself to cakes has had his jail term cut on appeal. Prolific offender Alex Kritikos, aged 41, already had 30 convictions for burglaries to his name when he raided a Methodist church and a home in Sproston. Dismayed churchgoers later discovered that cakes in the church hall kitchen prepared for a funeral wake had been eaten by Kritikos. He'd also broken into a house and stolen car keys, enabling him to ransack vehicles. When he was caught, Kritikos of Sale Road, Norwich, said he'd been looking for money to self-medicate with drink and drugs. At London's appeal court, however, Kritikos's lawyers asked the judge, Jeremy Carey, to cut his sentence, claiming it was far too tough. The judge did indeed give too much weight to the previous offending, given the relatively long period of non-offending. We therefore allow the appeal and impose a total sentence of 14 months in place of the sentence of 19 months.
Norwich is on the brink of driving shoppers away from its city centre by making it inaccessible to drivers through over-pedestrianisation. The Wesselgate pedestrianisation took 5 months and cost £3.3 million and is part of an ongoing programme of improvement projects in the city. Proposals for Prince of Wales Road are due to go out for consultation next year.
When the Go Go Hares charity art trail decorates Norfolk next year, there'll be a very special character paying a poignant tribute to the bravery and dedication of nurses such as Norfolk's Edith Cavell during the First World War. The go-go hare, called Poppy, was unveiled for the first time during a special ceremony by the graveside of Nurse Cavell at Norwich Cathedral. She is the fourth of the sculptures to be revealed for the Norfolk Art Trail, being organised by children's charity Break and Wild in Art, and which will run from June the 24th to September the 8th next year. The trail will be marking Break's 50th anniversary and also coincides with the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. Poppy has been designed by artist Mick Richardson and is sponsored by the Norwich-based financial advisers Almery Green. During the ceremony, Carl Lamb, Almery Green's managing director, laid a poppy wreath at Nurse Cavell's grave, and the cathedral canon librarian, the Reverend Dr. Peter Doll, marked the occasion with a short prayer of remembrance. 50 go-go hares will be dotted around Norwich during next summer's trail, and a further 15 will be on display around the wider county. One of these hares will represent Chatterbox, so listen out for more details in Information Desk.
From code-breaking to fake news, hundreds of future mathematicians attended an event in Norwich which saw numbers brought to life. More than 500 children from 20 schools across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire travelled to open in Norwich City Centre for the second Michaelmas Mathematics Symposium. The event, organised by the Norwich School, is designed to inspire Year 10 and 11 and sixth form students studying GCSE and A-level maths.